It's springtime in North Texas, and nature is putting on a show. Wildflowers are popping, trees are flexing their fresh foliage and, in between the rain showers, the weather is just right for venturing beyond your AC. Whether you're chasing toddlers, tireless pups, or just a little peace and quiet, we've scouted the best trails in Collin County and beyond. From stroller-friendly strolls to winding wooded escapes, Local Profile has your trail mix of options ready to go. Bluebonnet Trail, Plano. Bluebonnet Trail Greenbelt. Photo: City of Plano. Where: K Avenue, Greenway Avenue, and Midway Road. Length: 7.6 miles with shorter breakout trails. Amenities: restrooms and parking. Bluebonnet Trail might be a little tricky to locate, but don't worry, we've got the scoop to get you there stress-free. Stretching 7.6 miles, this easygoing, dog-friendly trail, leashes required, is great for families and perfect for a leisurely stroll. Just be warned, shade is limited, so if the Texas sun decides to show off, you'll definitely feel it. You'll find parking and restrooms at nearby Carpenter Park, making it a convenient launch point for your adventure. As for those famous bluebonnets, your best bet is just before the intersection of Coit Road and Sailmaker Lane. Chisholm Trail, Plano. Where: 401 West 16th Street. Length: 9.3 miles with shorter breakout trails. Amenities: parking. Chisholm Trail is a smooth, fully paved path perfect for hiking, biking, or a casual stroll, winding alongside a scenic creek through the heart of Plano. Starting at Harrington Park, it stretches north and west to Legacy Drive, connecting with the Bluebonnet Trail at Jack Carter Park. Popular with runners, walkers, and cyclists, it can get a bit busy on weekends, so plan accordingly. Open year-round, it's a great go-to for all seasons, and yes, leashed dogs are more than welcome to join the fun. Legacy Trail, Plano. Where: Rockledge Lane, W. Spring Creek Parkway. Length: 4.4 miles. Amenities: playground. Just a stone's throw from Bluebonnet Trail, Legacy Trail offers a solid family-friendly spot for walking, biking, or jogging, all without having to dodge rough terrain. This fully paved path stretches 4.4 miles one way and welcomes leashed dogs, making it a great choice for both two-legged and four-legged companions alike. There's also a playground nearby for families with young kids, but don't forget the sunscreen and extra water. Shade is in short supply, especially on warmer days. Tatchez Trail Park, Frisco. Where: West Rowlett Creek, Main Street. Length: 2.2 miles. Amenities: picnic tables, wildlife viewing. If you're looking for a trail that serves both scenery and a side of trivia, this one's got you covered. Running alongside Rowlett Creek, the fully paved path is perfect for hiking, biking, or any other outdoor activities. The trailhead even comes with an overlook packed with fun facts and historical tidbits, so you can call it educational while you catch your breath. Tip: while you're here, make sure to check out one of Frisco's best hidden gems, Limestone Quarry Park's hidden waterfall. Arbor Hills Nature Preserve, Plano. Arbor Hills Nature Preserve. Photo: City of Plano. Where: 6701 West Parker Road. Length: 8.8 miles with short breakout trails. Amenities: restrooms, parking, covered pavilion, playground. This park offers a scenic escape with creeks, small waterfalls, and plenty of grassy spots ideal for picnics or snapping the perfect photo. With a mix of paved and unpaved trails, every visit feels a little different. Just don't forget your sturdy shoes, especially during the rainy season. Some trails may close for maintenance at times, but there's still plenty to explore for hikers and walkers of all levels. Amenities include 3 miles of both paved and unpaved trails, a 2.8-mile off-road bike path, a playground, and a reservable pavilion. Irwin Park Trail, McKinney. Where: 4300 County Route 1006. Length, 10 miles. Amenities, covered pavilions, electricity, bike repair stations. This park offers plenty of space for hiking, biking, and picnicking. With 10 miles of trails, it's an excellent option for both beginner and intermediate mountain bikers. Along the trail, you'll find 2 Darrow bike repair stations equipped for minor repairs, complete with tools, bike stands, and air pumps. Additionally, there are 3 covered pavilions with picnic tables, including the Pecan Grove Shelter, which features electricity. North Shore Trail, Flower Mound. North Shore Trail. Photo: Lake Grapevine. Where: Twin Coves Park Road. Length: 9 miles. Amenities: Parking, with fees. North Shore Trail dishes out 18 miles of scenic ups, downs, and "why did I wear these shoes?" moments. It's a moderate challenge for both hikers and bikers, with views that make the effort totally worth it. Leashed dogs are welcome, just watch those paws on rocky spots. You can hop on the trail from Rockledge, Twin Coves, or Morrill Park. Rockledge charges an entrance fee, but the other two won't cost you a dime, pro tip. Park just outside the gate at Twin Coves to keep it free and breezy. Cedar Ridge Preserve. Where? 7171 Mountain Creek Parkway, Dallas. Length: 9 miles with shooter breakout trails. Amenities: restrooms, parking, donations recommended, not required. Cedar Ridge Preserve packs 600 acres of natural Texas beauty into one scenic, wildlife-filled adventure. With about 9 miles of trails ranging from pleasant stroll to why are my calves on fire, there's something for hikers of all levels. You'll wind through native trees, wildflowers, and grasses, and maybe spot a few wild mammals, reptiles, or bugs who call the place home. Birdwatchers, bring your binoculars. This is one of the few spots to see the rare black-capped vireo. Bonus features include butterfly gardens, limited picnic areas, and just enough nature to feel like you've truly escaped. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.